Angered by the rejection, Mincher then began to harass Cavalli. His father, Richard Cavalli, and other relatives, including Bowles, with repeated threatening phone calls. Mincher was suspected by authorities of firebombing Greg Cavalli's car in late 1983 and setting fire to his father's military surplus store in Santa Monica in 1984. The Cavalli family spent $200,000 on private security guards to protect them from Mincher, according to trial testimony, and Gregory Cavalli moved to Phoenix to get away from her. On May 3, 1984, Mincher had just left an apartment in the 6800 block of Sepulveda Boulevard with a friend when she was shot 7 times in the head. She died instantly. The friend was shot in the chest but survived. The gunman ran to a waiting car which sped away. Los Angeles police began investigating Cavalli's possible involvement in the slaying within 3 hours of the shooting, according to court records. Though 2 witnesses identified Cavalli as the driver of the getaway car, investigators could not identify the gunman. The investigation stalled and was shelved 2 months later. As is routine with unsolved killings, the case was reopened by 2 new investigators the following year. According to police records, they immediately focused on the more than 6 bodyguards who had been provided to the Cavalli family by a Studio City firm, A. Michael Pascal and Associates. The detectives got the names but could not locate and interview all of the men because they'd left Pascal. At that particular time, we were trying to get all the bodyguards identified, Entwistle said recently. We were never able to determine if these were the suspects in the killing, although our investigation pointed that way. Went ahead with trial. 2 of the bodyguards they could not find were Lowe and Mentzer. In December 1985, police and prosecutors decided to go ahead with the arrest and trial of Cavalli without knowing who the hitman was. During the trial in June 1986, a transsexual pornographic film performer, who was a close friend of Mincher's, testified about the relationship between Cavalli and Mincher. But the case relied most heavily on the 2 witnesses, who had identified Cavalli as the getaway driver. However, on the stand, 1 of those witnesses admitted that at the time of the shooting, he was a cocaine addict and could have made a mistake. The other witness, Cavalli's attorneys brought out, had originally told police that he could not see the driver. Jurors later said the witnesses lacked credibility and chose to believe the defense's contention that Cavalli was in Phoenix and had made phone calls from there when the killing took place. Cavalli was acquitted, and the Mincher case was shelved once again. Meanwhile, sheriff's investigators working on the Radin killing of 1983 were investigating Mentzer and Lowe. Radin, 33, of Long Island, disappeared May 13, 1983, after getting into a limousine in Hollywood to go to a dinner engagement to discuss the financial backing for Cotton Club. His decomposed body was found a month later on a wilderness shooting range south of Gorman. Mentzer and Lowe were among the possible suspects identified in the slaying, but the sheriff's investigation moved slowly until 1987, when deputies contacted William Ryder, a former security chief for Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint. Ryder knew Mentzer and Lowe from security jobs.